We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. February 20th edition of the Marks and Reese Show. I am John Marks. He is Ike Reese. What is up, Ike?
What's up, Johnny Marks? Holla at your boy.
Well, I mean, I didn't even make it. I was halfway home on 76 last night when I get a call from Jack Fritz, and Jack says, oh, got big NFL news. So at that point, I'm thinking like,
We just traded for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I'm wondering what it is, and it was really, it wasn't anything relating or regarding to the Eagles. It was the NFL's new proposal of increasing the playoff teams, and there's also the 17-game regular season thing, which seems it's less likely to happen. It's not going to happen this year. But they want to add a playoff team to each conference. There would be six wild card games, three for each conference, only one bye team in each conference. So it's you're adding one wild card game. You're taking away one bye. It works out for the league because they get their extra game, I guess. I'm going to start with you before I give my opinion on it. What is your reaction? What do you think of it?
Well, I think it's a great idea. I've been calling for more games. This has been on the sort of docket for the players to have to vote on. We've known for a couple years now that the league has wanted to expand the regular season, whether it was going to be one game or two games. We didn't know how would it work. Would they get rid of two preseason games or one preseason game? We didn't know. I think the idea of adding a new playoff team, I think I first heard of it a year ago, that was a possibility. That was a possibility. So I've been in favor of this from the beginning. I just have. I'm a fan of football, and I just don't see how getting more of what is the number one sport in our country. It's the number one sport that we talk about. It's the number one sport that we watch. We talk about it 12 months out of the year, damn near 50 weeks out of the year, 300 plus days out of the year. We are talking about football in some form or fashion. So adding an extra week of meaningful games, adding a couple extra playoff teams to keep more fan bases around the league excited and in the playoff hunt, I'm all for it. They will work out the particulars. I'm looking at it from a fan. The other stuff, who benefits where, monetarily, what do the players get in return? I hope they are making sure they're getting a nice chunk of this changed for the here and now and for life after football. I hope they're being smart in negotiations if they're going to accept this proposal and make sure that they get theirs. And not just, for the here and now, but when the game is over for you and you got benefits and health insurance and all those things that needs to be for the quality of life for these football players when they're done. As long as they're happy with their slice of the pie, my slice of the pie is as a fan. And it's more football. That's where, as a fan, I'm satisfied and I'm happy if they decide to go ahead and do this. Got no problem with it.
Well, you love it, and I would expect that because we've had conversations previously. And you're right. I mean, they talked about expanding the playoffs, but the main focus has always been, at least in the mainstream media, was the owners want extra regular season games. Mm-hmm. They want extra regular season games, to where it seems like the first thing that's going to happen is this expanded playoffs. It's really simple to me. The NFL is trying to ruin a good thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The NFL is king. Why are they changing anything? Why do they need more games? You know why? More games means more money. Mm-hmm. We know that, right? But more games also means more regulations, less hitting, more penalties, more referees being told to throw the flags by the league. It hurts the game. It hurts the product on the field. So the more games is just going to mean, well, we need to make it safer. So that means that we're going to have to – you can't do this and you can't do that.
They're out there pillow fighting now. How much safer can it be?
Precisely. So they're ruining the game even more. The NFL's great. The NFL is even
– except for when it comes to late hits on my quarterback.
Well, see –
I'm just saying.
But the NFL tries to screw the league up through the Goodell stuff and all of that, not knowing what a catch is and the pass interference rule. Even through all the things that they try to screw up, they can't screw the game up because the game sells itself. Mm-hmm. Roger Goodell's not this magical marketer that took the NFL and was like, wow, look at this product. No, it's a great product. The NFL in part got lucky to be able to sell a great product. It is the most watched television show of anything, any TV show. Forget about sports. Mm-hmm. You can't compare the NBA, baseball, NHL, anything, Olympics. The NFL is king. So why are you getting greedy and trying to add more games and more playoff teams? How about this? I like it when a good team doesn't make the playoffs because that leaves you wanting more. If you're going to put every team that's like, oh, yeah, they're pretty good, put them in the playoffs, then what the hell's the point? I like when a 9-7 team doesn't make the playoffs. That's good for football. Not this. Ike, it's too much, and the NFL's ruining a good thing.
Here's why it's not too much. And a 9-7 team making the playoffs isn't necessarily a bad thing, because the great thing about this sport is that regardless of what your record is, you had better bring your A game on that day, else you're going to get beaten. Just ask the 12-4 New England Patriots that lost to the Tennessee Titans that were 9-7. Just ask the hottest team in the league with the MVP at 14-2 coming off a bye week when they played a 9-7 Tennessee Titan team and lost at home. That's the great thing about football. You have to earn it out there on the field. And so having a 9-7 team get into the playoffs, I'm perfectly fine with that. Because what often happens in football is if you're the hottest team late in the season, you can typically carry that momentum into the playoffs if you're playing well.
Like the Titans.
Yeah, just like the Titans did. Mm-hmm. Even Kansas City picked up their play late in the season and got better late in the season. So I'm okay with an extra team being in the playoffs. I'm okay with that. If the Dallas Cowboys had have gotten in the playoffs this year at 8-8 and would have had to have played the who was the number two team? San Francisco in the first round. That's bad for the NFL, having the Cowboys and the 49ers play on wild card weekend. No, that's a ratings bonanza. That's what that is. That cha-ching, that's what that is.
Yeah, but that's the Cowboys.
But that's an 8-18.
And that's because we want to see them fail.
That's an 8. No, that's another team with a large market and a large following that the league is going to benefit from and everybody's going to watch.
Yeah, but you could just put in two additional teams from each conference. Why stop at one?
But that's not what they're doing. They're putting in one additional team.
Did you like the playoff before? Was there anything wrong with the playoffs before?
No.
Okay. So then why change it? Because it's about money. As a fan, I don't care. The owner's making more money. I don't care about that.
But as a fan, don't you want to know you have a chance to get in the playoffs? At 9-7?
But if you don't, then you don't deserve it, right? Like, the Eagles have managed to get in the playoffs at 9-7. If they wouldn't have gotten in the playoffs at 9-7, I would have been like, well, they need more playoff teams. No, win another game then. No, they're watering down the product.
Well, what about the teams that finish 10-6 and don't get in?
Tough. And that's happened
tough.
A bunch of times.
Tough. So hold on. So a team that finishes 10-6 in a division where the winner, let's say, was 11-5 or 12-4, right? But another division winner is 9-7.
I love
that team that's 10-6 shouldn't get in the playoffs when they have a better record than a weaker division winner?
Well, change that rule and take away divisions.
No, we don't want to do that. Why you just can't? If you got the 7th team, the 10-6 team gets in as the 6th seed, and the other team that's 9-7 gets in as the
you know what the 10-6 team?
As the 4th seed.
You know what the 10-6 team gets? They get an early vacation. Goodbye. See ya. And I love it.
You know how hard it is to win 10 games in the NFL?
It is. It is hard to win 10 games. It's even harder to win 10 games and not make the playoffs. But when that happens, tough. All right? I like it.
Tough.
I love seeing 10-win teams not make the playoffs.
Here's the thing.
Then we can whine and complain about it. As long as it's not my team, I like it.
Here's the thing. as much as we love the regular season of the NFL, we love the postseason even more. We love the postseason even more. So I don't watch the NFL just for the regular season. I watch it because it's in hopes that my team gets to the postseason where the real fun starts, and I got a chance to win that Vince Lombardi. So going through 16 regular season games, just for the sake of going through 16 regular season games, and if I happen to win 10, I can't get in the postseason, that sucks for me as a fan base. That stinks.
All right, well,
as a fan base.
Sorry.
But if I got 10 wins and there's 7 teams that can get in, I'm almost assured I'm getting in the playoffs. And that's what it's all about. It's about being in the playoffs, not the regular season. It's the playoffs.
Let's welcome in Jack Fritz here. Jack, then let's do it with our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged in 2020, shop Mark's Jewelers' great collection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store or online, marks-jewelers.com. Is the NFL ruining a good thing by messing around? First of all, the regular season, the 17 regular season game thing, I think is ridiculous. You don't need 17 regular season games. 16 is great. And you don't need to change the current playoff format. How about this? I like 2 bye teams in each conference.
You like that fourth bye week? I mean, that fourth preseason game?
No, because I don't watch it. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, but see, I don't care. I don't watch it.
Yeah, but it's there.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know, but wouldn't you like to replace that with a regular season game?
No, I don't need a 17th regular season game.
I do. I would love to replace the fourth preseason game with a regular season game.
Jack, what is your take on all of this? Like it, love it?
I don't like the watering down. I want the best teams making the playoffs. And
if I gave you the option of keeping the fourth preseason game and keeping it at 16 regular season games, you do that? Versus going 17 regular season games and 3 preseason games?
Sure.
You would keep it at the 16 regular
season?
Yes,
because I like 16 regular season games.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, they could have 6 preseason games if they wanted to. I'm not going to pay attention to them. Right? I'm paying attention to the regular season.
I know, but guess who does pay attention to it? The people that have to write the check when the owners require them to pay for those preseason games.
Right, but my point is that if you're saying, well, take away a preseason game and add a regular season game, no. How about just take away a preseason game?
Yeah, but then when I put that to the paying customer, it's a little different. When I put it to the paying customer, because you're still paying a regular price for that ticket, wouldn't you rather have another game to watch?
888-729-9494.
Wouldn't you rather have another game to watch as opposed to...
As a fan...
As a, having to pay a full price for a regular season ticket?
As a fan...
For a preseason ticket?
As a fan who used to be a season ticket holder, who is no longer a season ticket holder, I don't care. I care about the NFL product, and as an Eagle fan, I care about the NFL and the Eagles. I don't need additional playoffs or playoff teams. I don't need a watered-down third wild card game.
But you're
going
to get
17.
It.
Well, I am going to get it.
You're
going to
get it, and you're going to like it.
And you know what? It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt
the product on the field, just like the product on the field has continued to be hurt. And that's
Hold on. So the product is being hurt with 16 regular season games.
No, with the
no, the product is being hurt because they're changing all the rules to make the game safer.
So they can add more games, right?
No, but they haven't added a game, and they aren't going to go back to hitting. So if they keep it at 16 games, how does the game get better?
It's going to get worse because they're going to continue. If they add an extra playoff game,
if they don't do this, if they don't add any more games, they keep the games the same way it is, they aren't going to go back to hitting and training camp or practice. So the product isn't going to improve.
But it's not going to get worse. You're not going to have more flags. Trust me, if you add more games and you add more regular season games, you're going to have rambunctious officials that are told by the league to throw the flags more. We'll start on the other side with you. 888-729-9494. Is the NFL ruining a good thing with their new proposed playoff format? We start with that. We have a lot to get to. The trial of Joe to camera. So much on the Marks and Reese show today. Don't go anywhere. All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. You know when we change things in sports, when things need to be changed because there's a problem, right? Like once upon a time, the NFL said, hey, we need to institute replay because there's obviously officiating in modern football is you're going to miss plays and you can't miss plays like that. So when they first started replay, it was because we can't miss calls like this. So that you needed change. You didn't need change with this pass interference rule. That was an overreaction based on one play in a big game that was screwed up. And the NFL screwed it up by putting that in there and not doing it correctly. So you need change when there's things that are wrong. There's nothing wrong with the NFL. In fact, you can make the case that the NFL, it's the best sport not only right now but ever. This era of the NFL of NFL football, the last 20 years since the year 2000, is the best 20 years of sports ever.
Is it
in any sport? I believe it is. So why are you going to change it?
I don't know. Everybody was talking about what the sport used to look like and what it used to be like. I don't know. Some people, they've made changes to make the game safer, and then there's also a thing of making changes just to enhance or expand your product. I mean, when they went from, 28 teams to 30 teams to 31 to 32 teams, it wasn't because the game wasn't in a good place. It was to expand the product. That's what it was. When they added the NFL Network, when they added all these other things, they started televising combines and senior bowls and all this stuff. It wasn't because the game was struggling. No, it was to grow the game. Expanded. That's all this is.
Now, this is all to make more money for the owners and the players.
No, this is to keep a fan base. You got a fan base that loves, or you got a country that loves to bet on this sport. So now what you've done, you've given them an extra week to gamble on this sport. That also plays a part of it. Like, all this is, it's money. That's what it is.
It's not for the best interest of the sport or growing the sport. It's purely so you get two more television contracts.
So now we're going to act like the NFL isn't about big business?
Of course it is, Ike.
Okay.
Of course it is. But I don't have to like something because they're doing it for an impure reason. They're doing it purely financial. I don't need 17 games.
No, I'm trying to figure out, how does that hurt the fan?
How does it hurt the fan? Well, first of all, it's giving you a wild card game that right now you know that you're going to get four, for the most part, great wild card games and wild card weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to have six games.
Does that hurt the fans?
Yeah, because you're going to get one watered down game.
You have a much better chance of getting a watered down game. John, the games are the game. It's the circumstances that makes it better. Hold on. The game is the game. Meaning they could play the game of football. If there's not something on the line, then it's just the game. So putting an extra teams in there doesn't water down the product. It gives another team something to play for. It gives another fan base a reason to watch, to tune in, to cheer. That's what that does. The games are great because of what's at stake, not because it's in January.
But isn't football?
If you were playing football in January and your season wouldn't be over if you lost a game or you weren't getting a championship, nobody would give a damn. It would be just another regular season game.
Yeah, but isn't, Jack, I think this is what you think. Isn't it good when the team falls short, not to their fans necessarily.
No, it's not. Yes, it is because you're allowing a team that ordinarily
wouldn't be a playoff team. Now you're putting them in because they were the next closest team. They may have 8 wins. They may have 9 wins. In some cases, they have 10 wins. But that's good for the NFL.
Is hockey hurt by having half their league in the playoffs?
Is it hurt?
Does it hurt the sport?
Does it hurt the NBA by having half of them?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it doesn't. I'm going to get to the reason why it does. I just want to know whether or not it hurts hockey. It's the reason why I went to hockey first.
Because hockey.
We talking hockey?
An 8 can be a 1 as opposed to the NBA.
Yeah, but we're talking about as opposed to football. How does that work?
Could the 8-8 Steelers have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs this year? No, they couldn't have.
Yeah, but the 9-7 Titans went into Baltimore and beat the 14-2 Ravens. The Chiefs weren't the best team. They were the number 2 seed. So you put a matchup there that was favorable for yourself. The point is that any given Sunday in football, you can lose whether you're the 1 seed or not. And that's why having an extra fan base interested isn't meaningless. It isn't a meaningless football game, because that fan base, that team that gets in at 9-7 or 8-8 can be hot, just like the New York Giants that won 2 Super Bowls that way.
All right, let's throw it to the people. 888-729.
That's what happens in football.
94-94.
I'm just saying, that's what happens in football when the extra team gets in the playoffs. They actually do have a chance to win it all. They do.
It's a 50-50 split right now on our Twitter poll, which is interesting. Let's go to Andrew and Ambler. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you doing?
good, man. What's up?
What's up, Andrew?
It's my first time calling. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm very glad you brought up the hockey analogy, because if you look at the Philadelphia Flyers at the moment, the Philadelphia Flyers would be first in the West Coast. I'm a believer that if you are 10-6 and you do not get into the playoffs, you're not promoting the best teams getting into the playoffs. That's my first point.
You said if you are 10-6, right? You said if you're a 10-6 team and you don't get in, then all the best teams aren't getting in, right?
Correct.
Yes.
My point is basketball does their playoff system one through eight, right? Best record in. That's promoting the best teams getting in, right?
Yes.
So that's what I believe. For football, I don't need to see a 17th regular season game. I do think they don't need to change too much with what's going on, but I do think there's a definite piece of evidence and a discussion being made about if you are in a weak division, you're not promoting the best teams getting in general. That's my take on it.
Appreciate it. I mean, if they really
care. Yeah, there were people saying that they didn't think the Eagles deserved to get in the playoffs this year.
If the NFL really cared
because
about
of the division,
the best teams getting in the playoffs, they would eliminate divisions and just have the best however many teams getting in the playoffs, right? I mean, mm-hmm. that would make the most sense if you were really concerned about, hey, you want to get the best teams that are in there, but they don't do that. And they still allow a – see, like, personally, I like the fact that a 7-9 team can win a division and then host a playoff game. I like that.
No, I don't.
I like that because, you know what? Like,
no, I don't.
Tough crap. If you're a 10-6 team and you have to travel on the road to 7-9 teams, that's how it works out sometimes.
Yeah, until it's us.
But you can say that about any team.
But until it's us, then it's not fair. The point I'm making.
But you can't judge it when it's about us. You have to judge it when it doesn't affect you.
No, you're right. That's what you would do.
Okay.
You're right. I'm not judging it when it's not us. I'm judging it, period. I'm saying if it were us that were being penalized that way, you would be upset about it then. I'm telling you, I don't like the rule now, and it's never happened to the Eagles.
But
I didn't like it when it happened to the Saints when they were 11-5 and they went to a 7-9 Seahawks team and lost.
888-729-9494.
I didn't think that was fair.
How about if the Eagles were 7-9 and they hosted a playoff game and the 11-5 whoever came to Philadelphia?
I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, but you would like that because you're an Eagle fan, right?
No, I just said, no, I would accept it because I'm an Eagles fan and that's the way the rules are. But I also wouldn't be upset if the rules were the other way and the Eagles had to go on the road at 7-9 to play an 11-5 team. How could I be upset about that?
See, I like it because then you get people that are mad that there's like, oh, we shouldn't be going on the road. Who cares if they won their division? It's a crap division. Look at the Patriots. The Patriots have played in an awful division for 20 years. The AFC East has been awful for 20 years, and there's no penalty on that for them. They're playing it. The NFL's not never going to be fair and balanced because you play division teams two times every year, right? So it's never going to be completely fair. If you have a really tough division year after year or on some years, it's going to be more difficult to get to the playoffs. It's not supposed to be fair. The NFL's not supposed to be fair in all aspects. No.
Well, then why we're doing instant replay?
Well, because there are calls that are made on the field that need to be made on the field. You want to get calls correct.
That it's fair.
No, but the football is set up to be officiated and judged to where you're trying to get the call correct.
Right.
But you can't do that based on who's in your – you can't force teams to be good or teams not to be good.
No, you're not forcing teams. You're rewarding teams that have a good season. That's all you're doing.
But if the Patriots play the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills every year, that's an unfair advantage compared to a team that plays in a tough division every year. So are we going to give them some type of a formula where they get more wins because they play against tougher competition?
No, it's not the Patriots' fault that the three owners and GMs and front offices in their division can't put winning teams on the field. It's not their fault.
Let's go to JP in Logan. JP, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you like it, JP? Yes or no?
I really don't like the 17 game thing that they're trying to do this, like trying to pull for the season. I feel that the teams that are really going at it, they really have those guys that feel like they need to play. Football is one of those games where I feel that you got to win. Like, you're earning every single game. That's any sport, though. You're earning every single game. If it was up to me in every sport, I would go and it would be the team who shows up that day and they, like, that whole year, and they show that they want to win. They got to be that hungry dog that wants to win that game. They got to be that person.
I'm trying to figure out, JP, what makes you think they aren't hungry? Because they didn't win?
Nah, I say just like the Eagles this season. I mean, it was because of injuries, definitely, but that's like, I feel that we should find, like, you should find a way to kind of get that next man up mentality, like how the Eagles won the Super Bowl that other, like, two seasons ago when they had that next man mentality to kind of go push forward even with those injuries to win.
JP, we got you. I mean, I think you're going a little bit too deep in this. Either you think that an extra playoff team in each conference is good, or you think that, no, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's what I am. I there's nothing better than the NFL regular season, and then there's nothing better than the NFL playoffs.
Don't see how one game hurts the league, and I certainly don't see how adding a team to the playoffs hurts the league.
Well, this year the Cowboys would have been in the playoffs, right?
Okay.
And overall, like you said, ratings bonanza. The number two team would have played the Cowboys, and everybody would have loved to see that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have loved to see the Cowboys get into the playoffs. Now they're in the playoffs. They didn't deserve to make the playoffs.
The Eagles didn't deserve to make the playoffs.
I mean, yeah, but they did because they,
Johnny,
they,
make
because
a great
they
point.
Got in. Thank
the Cowboys
you.
Don't deserve to make the playoffs. You're
exactly.
Right.
I mean, I agree with you there, but I'm just saying, we act like the Eagles, they finished one game better.
If you said that at Chickies and Pizza, you get the standing ovation.
Damn right. But here's another thing. I don't like the fact that they're taking a bye week from the number two seed. How about that? The number two seed could have 13 wins and could lose on a tiebreaker and then still have to play wild card weekend against the team that literally got in with 8 games.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't like that.
The number two seed still gets 2 home games.
They get home field advantage, correct.
Yeah.
But what was wrong with them having a bye? Well, they don't have a bye anymore because greedy NFL owners want another wild card game. That's the only reason why. 2 teams deserve a bye. It certainly hasn't been broke, right? NFL playoffs, complaints about 2 bye teams.
This won't break it either. And this is going to keep more teams in the playoff hunt, which is a good thing. The NFL isn't like the NBA that puts over half their league in the playoffs. They got 30 teams. They put 16 of them in the playoffs. You could actually be below 500 and get in the playoffs in the NBA. You could be below 500.
In the East, you're right. It happens.
You could be below 500.
Well, that's happened in the NFL, too, with bad conference or bad divisions.
Yeah, but it's not half the league. It's not over half the league. Yeah, the NFL is about parity. The NBA is top heavy. NBA is not about parity.
You know what?
The NFL is about parity. So you're going to have maybe 4 or 5 top-tier teams. Maybe six teams that get off to a good start and separate themselves. But then you're going to have about 6, 7 bad teams that don't really have a shot, right? But then there are those 15 to 18 teams.
Well, it's the second wild card.
That all have a chance to be in the playoffs. That means the whole month of December are virtually playoff games. Because all those games matter. Like, the Eagles were really in the playoffs the last 4 games of the season. All those games matter.
You're right.
Every last one of them. And imagine having every fan base feel this way.
Yeah, but like do you like the second wild card in baseball?
I don't like that it's one game.
Okay, I agree with you there. But the idea of bringing another wild card team, it is good. And
yes.
I agree. And they're talking about bringing in more playoff teams to baseball.
And I'm on board with that.
I am too. You know why? Baseball's broke. They need it.
Okay.
No one talks about their damn sport.
Yeah.
No one cares. Skip and Shannon, First Take. No one, unless you're in the city of the team that's in baseball, they need it. Baseball needs it. Football doesn't. The whole thing about being a 9-7 team, like when you think about what your team is, if you say 10-6, you're right. If you're a 10-win team, you think you're going to be in the playoffs, and you probably should be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a 9-win team, now you're leaving it up to, well, tiebreakers. What's
sure.
the rest of my division look like?
Yep.
You don't know if you're in. With doing this, with bringing another team in each conference, a 9-7 team's going to get in, right?
Yeah.
Like that 9-7 team that didn't get in the year before,
yeah.
that didn't deserve to get in the year before, now is in.
Here's the problem. The NFL is hard, man. The NFL is hard.
I agree.
It's hard to put together a team a roster that's going to win 10-plus games every year. It's hard to do. What you're saying is you don't want the ability to have, I don't know, a non-perfect roster. You want to be forced to have everything perfect. Everybody stay healthy. Everybody play up to their potential. Like, that's what you want. That is hard to do in the NFL. That's hard to do. So for me as a fan, if I can get in the playoffs, if I know I got a chance, if I know I'm getting to 8 or 9 wins and I got a chance to qualify to win the Super Bowl, man, I got a totally different look on my season if I start off 0-2. If we get out of the gate slow.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese.
You got to realize, in football, it's not like the other sports. You don't have to be the dominant team to win the Super Bowl or to be in the Super Bowl.
Be the hottest at that point.
You got to be the hottest.
Well, you can be.
That's what I'm saying. You have the ability to win by being the hottest.
It's not like the NBA where you're not being a
six
seed.
It's rarely an upset. There are no upsets in the NBA.
Here's why, and we'll come back. But I think you just actually spelled out the reason that it makes me even know that I know what I'm saying is right. That NHL puts mediocre teams in the playoffs. The mm-hmm. NBA certainly puts mediocre teams mm-hmm. in the playoffs. I don't want the NFL to put mediocre teams in the playoffs. Earn it, man. The regular season matters. Earn it.
You don't want mediocre teams.
No. That's what you're doing if you
the
put
the Eagles
two
just
two
got
teams.
In the playoffs.
Well, they were slightly better than mediocre. 8887.
Yeah, but
they
kept the Cowboys out.
94-94. The Cowboys.
Yeah,
are
what are
mediocre.
You Cowboy fan, Ike?
Right, but that's the point. The Cowboys
hold on,
are mediocre.
Hold on. Did the Eagles get in the playoffs last year?
Yes.
What were they?
9-7.
So their last two playoff appearances are there because they were a mediocre team, but you don't want that. Okay.
Well, no, they actually made the playoffs.
No, they
in
were
the existing.
No,
system.
They were a mediocre team.
Well, this year they were more mediocre than.
What do you mean? They finished 9-7 both years.
They were a good team this year?
They were a mediocre team.
Okay, and then if you put the 8-8 Cowboys in, now you have two mediocre teams.
8-8, 9-7. It's mediocre. My point is they've gotten the playoffs the last 2 years being a mediocre team.
This is all about you wanting that 10-6 Chip Kelly team in the playoffs, so he's still here. That's
yeah,
what it's all
that.
About.
Chip never gets fired if he makes the playoffs in 2014. In 2014, well, the Eagles are in.
Well, I'm glad the rule wasn't in place then, for sure.
We agree on that.
We could have still had Chip Kelly. I factored that into your argument.
All right, so check this out. I did the math.
Tired of y'all.
Because a lot of the people that say that, oh, well, this is going to be all 8-8 teams that get in the playoffs. I went back and I looked at the last 10 NFL seasons, and I'll tell you how many teams and what teams would have gotten in the playoffs had it been under this new proposed. I did research today.
You did? You did math?
Look at that right there.
Can we trust this math?
Oh, absolutely. I'm spot. Well, I'm good at math.
I didn't do it, so I got to trust it. We have to trust it.
Well, I did, but no, but it's like in math class where you don't get the points unless you show your work.
Right.
I showed my work. Yeah. I'm an idiot. 888, that's true too. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, we're back with the stats. Will this actually water down the NFL with who would make the playoffs? We'll tell you what history has told us the last 10 years. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.